Hi there. The word for you today is on the measure of your generosity. In Matthew 9, verse 36, we read, when he, that is Jesus, saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion on them. In spite of economic challenges, the UK is still in the top percentile of global wealth. But prosperity has little to do with generosity. You say, Bob, if I ever get a lot of money, I'll be generous. Who are you kidding? Come on, Jesus said where your treasure is invested, there your heart will be also. Research from University of Manchester, affiliated Institute for Social Studies, showed the following. In the UK, in 2010 to 2011, the poorest 20% of people gave 3.2% of their income to charity, while the richest 20% of people gave less than 1%. Financial expert Daniel Levin says, and I quote, prosperity isn't what you've attained, but rather what you've given away. The truth is, if you want to become a more generous person, you can't wait for your income to increase. You must allow God to change your heart. And that means looking for a reason to give every day and finding a compelling cause or a worthy ministry. And you won't have to look far because they're all around you. The Bible says of Jesus that when he saw the crowds, he was moved and he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, looking like sheep without a shepherd. When it comes right down to it, the recipients of our generosity aren't really churches, causes, or institutions. They're people. People loved and valued by God. People for whom Christ died. So here's the question. What are you doing for others? How you answer that question is the measure of your generosity. Think about it, because that's the word for you today.